Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Dizzy D,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Hi all, welcome back to another episode of the Africalypso podcast. Again, this is an Amiibo interlude, and it's just the episodes where we gist and we just talk about stuff that's been going on. I am reporting live from Lagos.
Screaming.
Ooh. I'm the Lagos correspondent now.
Lol.
Which also means that my internet can go off at any moment from now. But yeah, how have you guys' weeks been?
My week has been good. Honestly, I don't recall.
I'm screaming.
But I think it's been good. I guess it's been good.
How about you guys?
Mine's been good. I've just been honestly kind of relaxing. This is one of the vacations. I'm not working from Nigeria. No.
Oh, I forgot.
I literally just said
No, I know. But it's like, it's just because, you know, you're never on vacation. So
it's true. When I travel, I still work.
Exactly. So that's why I was like, huh? But it makes sense. Yeah.
Remember, I can't work outside North America. So
yeah, I know. That's why I was like, it makes sense.
Yeah. If I'm traveling anywhere within North America, I'll work because, you know, you got to save those time offs.
But like, you don't have save your time off. You have unlimited time off.
They've changed it to.
Are you serious? They changed it to what?
No, we'll have this conversation.
We'll just quickly say what they changed. Okay. Yeah, okay, no problem.
Imama loves gist.
I
she
do
no
love
longer
gist.
Works at this company. But yeah, we'll just about to later. But yeah, so I've just been chilling, been enjoying Lagos as much as I can. They said the traffic has reduced because of the subsidy removal. So yeah, people are actually being very picky about where they go, seemingly apart from Saturday, because Saturday is for rocks.
I'm screaming, of course. They said there's suffering in the land. We must dance the suffering away.
That's one thing Nigerians will do. We will party even though there's trouble in the land.
Exactly.
But yeah, all in all, it's been really good, like seeing family and yeah, mostly seeing family.
Oh, wait.
I recorded an episode with Road to 30, podcast.
How was that? Wait, has it dropped yet?
Yeah, it's dropped. It dropped on Sunday. If you guys haven't yet, go check it out, Road to 30 podcast. I was on there and it was just really nice seeing like their setup and stuff because like we found them on this podcast. So like it was nice to just be there in the room and actually get to see their setup and stuff like that. So it was fun. But yeah, that's been the highlight of my week. You, Mama?
Oh, that's nice. My week has been good.
Question mark?
No. I was trying to think. Like, I was, like, booting as I was talking. But, like, my week has been good. Should I share this? What if my enemies? I don't have enemies, but... No, anyways, my week has been good. I recently moved, so that is exciting. Yes, excited.
Ooh. That is exciting because you shared with us like when you were looking for an apartment, right?
True, I actually did.
So yeah. Somehow so you found an apartment in this Toronto.
I know I did. Yeah. And honestly, it's so like definitely very pricey. So if people want to donate to my ministry, the donation link is in our bio. I'm joking. There's a donation link, but you can absolutely donate if you would like to. But yeah, no, honestly, still very pricey, but it's actually so gorgeous. Like it has like a scenarium and it has like a den. And
what's
it's
a scenarium?
Just,
sorry.
It's like a sunroom.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. And it has a den and it's just really pretty. And honestly, it's like, my first big girl apartment, because I lived by myself before and that was like a big-ish girl apartment, but I didn't like, you know, have like a proper job then because I was still in school. But now this is like my first like big girl apartment. So pretty excited to just like furnish and like make it home. And nice. Yeah, so that has actually been the highlight of my week. And what else? Love Island, interesting. I don't know if you guys... watched. I mean, honestly, I actually kind of stopped watching like 10 episodes ago. But
oh my gosh, me too. No, everyone I spoke to stopped watching. I stopped watching since the parents came.
Oh, I stopped watching before the parents came. But I was following it on Twitter. When did I stop watching? I think I stopped watching, I don't even know. When Abby and Scott started talking, like actively talking,
that's oh, okay, when I stopped watching. That was a long time ago.
It's been like 10, damn, like I think like 10 episodes, yeah. Like I think like I know 2 solid weeks have passed, Shab, like since I stopped watching. But I've just been like following the gist. So it's like I still know everything that was happening because I was following it on Twitter. And like honestly, the people that won, I'm very shook. And I just think that it's a testament to the UK and their racism, to be very, very honest.
Really?
Yeah, I think like, so.
Even if they were going to pick out of race, because of race, why would they pick them over like
Zach and Molly?
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what, guys? Okay, wait, spoiler alert. Let's just say spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the Love Island finale,
if you know what's by now, you're not serious.
Or if you haven't seen who won, it was Jess and Sammy. And I don't know. I think the reason why they didn't pick Zach and Molly is because I feel like with Zach and Molly, it was kind of very, Sumisha, it was quite clear that Zach didn't like Molly. And also, I think Zach's whole persona of, is it blackness? I don't even know.
Yeah, he performs blackness.
Yes. So I think he's like,
always saying things like broski.
Exactly. Like blackness, whatever that was.
To make him not like appealing.
I think so. I think it made him not as appealing to the whites.
To be honest, a lot of people also didn't like Molly like that at some point.
I mean, I feel like people like, I don't know if people like Molly or not, to be honest. But I also feel like, actually, I think at a point, like when Molly came back from wherever she went to on the outside and she came back into the villa, I think like she became mute. And like she literally stopped talking as much. Like she barely
Had seen how people spoke about her. So she's like, let me just maintain. Because she left now. She left and she came back.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think, but I also think because of that, like, I feel like not having any character, like, after she came back, also maybe, like, did not help their case. But I think, like, Jess and Sammy, especially, like, after Sammy's, like, whole girlfriend proposal and everything, I feel like it just made the Fiat 500 people.
It was performance.
Of course it was performance. That boy literally said in 500 different ways that he hated that babe.
That's why I'm shocked that they picked Sammy and him, because
that's why I said that. To be very honest, I really think that it just shows like UK's racism. Like I think it really just showed it. Like
I don't know if it's racism per se.
Yeah. So what is it?
Okay, so I think it is just relatability in that the amount of black people in the UK, even though like black people are really visible, they're not actually that many. So like the bulk of people are white. And a lot of these shows like Big Brother, Love Island, whatever, you relate with who is closest. I mean, you vote who is closest and who you relate with the most. And to be honest, it's just they relate with their fellow Oyinbos more. I think that's what it is.
I don't know if I would necessarily
call it racism.
Okay, but you see, the thing is that, I mean, and I hear what you're saying, and I feel like I would have gotten that if Sammy and Jess were an okay couple. She gets. I feel like if Sammy and Jess were like, I know they don't have to be a great couple. Like if they were like an okay, to be honest, if Zach and Molly won, I would have probably said what you're saying. Exactly. Like if Zach and Molly won, I'll be like, okay, what you're saying is true. I agree.
You know, I anticipated both of them winning. Like same, actually. If they were going to, I thought they were going to win.
Same. Like, I actually thought it was going to be Zach and Molly as well.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't like Whitney and Lockhart.
If it wasn't, Molly.
So it's like, if it was Zach and Molly, I feel like everything is, like you said, I'll be like, okay, you know what, that is kind of true with relatability, one thing. But like I think the fact that it was Jess and Sammy, to me it just almost showed like,
but do you think they did stuff in the last few episodes that we didn't watch?
No, like that's what I'm saying.
So changed,
like,
the
so Sammy and Jess did do boyfriend girlfriend, like they became boyfriend girlfriend, and they said, I think they said I love you to each other. Yeah, so I think like that also, you know, made people's heart flutter
interesting
a little bit. But like what I'm saying is I also feel like Sammy had been saying how he didn't find Jess attractive for like 50 plus episodes. So it's like, how can he be saying he doesn't find Jess attractive? And then they now suddenly become girlfriend and boyfriend, and then I say, I love you. And then suddenly they've won the show. And for me, Sha, it just showed me that even though the public, I mean, because they said that Whitney and Lachlan were the most popular at one point, which I also think was beginning of their downfall. But anyways, I feel like...
Really?
Since, yeah. Like, they had said that Whitney and Lachlan were the most popular. They had, like, announced it to the Islanders. And I actually feel like that also might not have been great for Whitney and Lachlan as
right,
well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so it's like, I feel like even though, like, people did like... Because I actually do think that white people like Whitney and Lachlan. Like, I mean, I was seeing tweets and stuff of them, you know, liking them together. But I think it's just a thing where it's like their whiteness trumped their like for Whitney. I don't know. I literally don't know what it was, but that was shocking to me. And that's an interesting part of my week. But otherwise, my week has been good.
Are you guys also keeping up with Big Brother?
No, but I really want to, actually. So I think I haven't really gotten the chance to yet, but just because life has been pretty busy lately. But I'm actually hoping to start this week. But I feel like I've already missed, like, it's like been like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll catch up. I'll find a way to catch up on the gist. But I've been following like some of it on the TL, so I have an idea of what's happening. But I just need to like actively watch. I just haven't actively watched yet. But what have you guys?
I kind of gave up. I mean, not really gave up, but after the first thing stopped working, I was like,
don't
okay.
Don't test yourself.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. Rewind. So I just, how will I put this one now? So basically,
technical difficulties.
I was having technical difficulties and then I just lost track. Yeah, that's how I'll say it.
Yeah. I realized that being in Nigeria, like, it's a whole DSTV channel. It makes it so much easier to follow. Like, you don't have to jump through
hoops. Yeah, of course.
I know what's crazy about this thing. I'm like, DSTV doesn't have... This is money that they could be tapping into. Like, I don't think... I think you need a VPN to watch it using DSTV from here.
Yeah, like how is Big Brother tapping into the diasporan market or like
but it's like I think when you think about it, Big Brother in any like in the countries that they're in never tap into any kind of diaspora market. So for instance, whatever like Big Brother Canada or Big Brother USA, well, I think Big Brother USA we can watch from Canada, but like Big Brother, like you can't watch it from Nigeria, jigets. So it's like those are things where it's like whenever it's showing, it's kind of like local TV channels. It's like when they are showing where they are showing, you can't really watch it from anywhere else. Even the CTV app doesn't work from Nigeria.
I mean, that's fair, but like I think they also need to consider our specific situation in that there are a lot of Nigerians in the diaspora, I would say, as opposed to like a Canada, for example. Do you get? And like a lot of Nigerians that are still very, very much plugged into like the Nigerian culture and what's going on and social media and social discourse. So I just feel like it's a little different and there's an untapped market there.
Yeah, you know, I actually do hear you still. I mean, I even just want it for selfish reasons, but yeah, no, I do hear what you're saying.
Oh, yo.
Wait, I have a question, guys.
Okay, you go ahead, yeah.
You know, seeing that Nigeria, Matilda is currently in Nigeria. Do you guys think you can, like... Do you guys think you can like date somebody in Nigeria, like do like long distance Nigerian dates, like not somebody that moved from Canada to Nigeria, somebody that as like Nigeria is Matilda right now, you met in Nigeria and you left and they have no plans, at least like when you met them, like when you met them they had no plans to move. Obviously maybe as you're dating they might decide to have plans to move, but like at the point that you met them they were not actively thinking of jackpotting.
Can I date a person in Nigeria if they don't plan on moving?
Well, at the time that you met them, they didn't have any active plans of jackpotting.
So how are we going to date?
Long distance?
No.
Like forever and ever?
No.
That's it.
No, but no, that's a legit question. Like how would the date happen?
That's a hard no. Okay, I hear it. What's up, Matilda?
To be honest, I don't think so, because I think that I'm always going to have it in the back of my mind that the person might be lying. Like, because you know how another way like people use to like jackpot is also like finding someone that's already abroad and like making it easier. And I feel like I've been seeing a lot recently of like people that like living double lives, or like they'll find out that their husbands had like a second life or a huge secret and stuff like that. So I'm always just going to have it in the back of my mind that, I don't know if they're using me in a way.
I hear what
you're saying. Just have it in the back of my mind. I think maybe like 5 years ago, maybe that wouldn't have been the case, but like, it's just seemingly, I don't know if this is controversial. I just feel like everybody is trying to leave Nigeria. So like, if I see someone that says, no, they don't ever want to leave, unless they like are hugely connected, there's people, I feel like the only class of people that really don't want to leave Nigeria are people that already like either the political class or like the super rich, like Otedola them, and even they live abroad. So I don't know.
Okay, I hear that.
How about you, Mama? And why did you ask the question? I'm curious.
I'll keep my reasons to myself. Hey. Wait, can we all relax? You don't know why I'm asking.
Had the gist.
I said I'll keep my reasons to myself. But I actually don't know. Like, I think I also am kind of like leaning towards the no. And it's kind of similar to what Matilda said. It's funny, I actually saw this tweet. I was like, I don't know if you guys have been seeing that like tweet trend where it's like, what is delusion? And then somebody replies with like what delusion is, but there was this tweet that was like, what is delusion? And somebody responded, delusion is dating a man in Lagos, like a long distance relationship with a man in Lagos, and thinking that you're his only girlfriend. And I just thought that was funny. But I think like for me, there is, as funny as it was, there's also kind of that aspect. But I think there's also like the aspect of like some of what Matilda said as well, where it's like, you know, are they in a way trying to use me? And I don't know, there's just also the thing of like, I don't know, it's a long distance Nigeria. Like, it's not like, I cannot, like, if I'm really missing you bad, if I'm trying to just fly to meet you, I have to start thinking about, like, first of all, that's like 3K or 2K plus, or like a plane ticket. Then I now have to start, like, you know, budgeting, flying for like a whole day straight. So it just doesn't feel as easy. But then it's like, what if your soulmate is in Nigeria? I don't know.
What would be your soulmate?
I'm screaming.
There's long distance and there's long distance. I think Nigeria is too, like, Nigeria from Canada is too much. Maybe Nigeria from UK, perhaps. UK.
Yeah, I hear that still. Yeah. Okay, well, that was my question for the day. We can proceed with our... Us. No.
Wow. Okay, we understand.
What are you understanding?
Don't worry.
It's actually nothing. It's just like
if my mom engaged that marriage quickly.
That is not a thing.
Because the Nigerian guys move fast. Oh my gosh, I feel like so many people are getting married. Like,
I feel like
we've been saying this for like 2 years now.
No, but I feel like now even more so, because I feel like before a lot of people were getting engaged a lot, but like now it's like we're seeing those engagements actualize, if that makes sense. It's like now we're actually seeing them turn into marriage in front of our eyes, which is like a whole different level. So yeah, honestly, it's exciting, but also like, wow, people are actually marrying.
Yeah, so anyways, we'll soon hear about yours. Hallelujah.
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, you know, sorry. You know, my birthday did it just pass?
Kinda.
Did we record an episode like after the last time it passed? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, well then I guess in that case, my birthday just passed-ish. And you know, literally all the birthday prayers, well, not all, but most of the birthday prayers I got from the adults in my life were about marriage. You're a child. I mean, kind of.
The big adults. But the real adults.
The big adults, exactly. The real adults. Most of the birthday prayers I got from them were actually about marriage. And this time, I wasn't even like, oh my gosh, no, I actually said amen. Because I'm like, you know what? What's the point of fronting? We'll say amen when it comes.
Mm. I'm still fighting with them.
No, honestly, me, I'll be saying it makes like, I'm like, you know what? Even if it's not now, at least we receive those like prayers of blessings for when it comes.
It's giving encouraging though, enabling, because now it will start with prayers. Now, before you know it, it will become, what's happening? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. But honestly, it's okay.
The reason I'm always kind of pushing back at it is just so they know, like, not to bring the pressure to me.
Mm. No, kind of thing.
Just
sense.
I did like amen and everything, but also like pray for me for other things now. yeah. Pray for me for my job. Pray for me for you know, long life, etc. I mean, I want to be rich too now and stuff. Yeah. So. Yeah,
no, it makes sense. Yeah,
this makes sense. I agree, because they really don't. They once it starts like this, that's it. That's the end.
They don't stop. That's the thing. Because I think when you say amen and everything, they take it, they might, not everybody, but they might take it as an affirmation of, okay,
but then it
that's
could also be
really
that. And then they will help you, because, I mean, your alternative also is just to play along with them once that begins. Like, okay, yeah. They'll be like, oh, my son, I have this, one of my friend's son that is looking for somebody. You say, okay, sure, introduce.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, but it's like they will introduce, and then if I now tell the person that I'm not interested, can they beat me? No.
They can't, to be honest.
Exactly. Or it's like, what if you actually actualize it into something? They remove.
Fizz. Wait, second question. Would you guys want to be set up by the real adults in your life?
You know what? I think it would be interesting. I think if they set me up with somebody sensible, like, I actually don't mind. It's like a dicey thing, because it's like, I'm not fully against it, but I'm also like, I don't want them to like set me up with like random people. So I think if they're going to be finding a new person for me like every day, every week, then it's not legit. But if, like, I say like once in like 6 months, she gets, then I'll be like, this person actually thought about this one a little bit more. You know, maybe they did their research and stuff like that. Let me actually see what, like, you know, what they're on about. So I think, like, I wouldn't mind if I know that they've put like energy and research into this, and it's not just, yes, and thoughts, yeah, and it's not just a, oh, my friend has a young man that's trying to get married, that's a no. But it's like, if it's like somebody that they actively have, like, you know, researched and thought about a little bit more and like thought about how we could fit, then honestly, sure, let's see what they're actually on about. What are you guys,
if they are rich?
I'm screaming.
Let's go.
You know what? I hear it still. I actually hear it. Hadiza, what's of you? You want to be set up?
Yeah.
I mean, the person has to make sense. And if the person doesn't make sense, they have to be able to receive that feedback that the person didn't make sense.
Because I feel like
sometimes they take it personal, and then they will now add it to their, oh, we showed you somebody you refused. Right,
it's so true.
I rather just, you know, like, if you know that's gonna be your reaction from jump, if I don't accept, don't be showing me people that you want me to get married to, because if I'm not interested in the person, that's just, I'm just not,
that should be that. Yeah.
Yeah. But so I don't know, it's a hard one. I guess it goes back to, how do I feel about my parents hooking me up? Do I trust their abilities in hooking me up with somebody? Like, I just don't know. It's hard to answer that question. I don't know.
I actually feel like I trust my parents' ability, because I feel like my mom would definitely like not pick a random person. If anything, it might just be a little bit too frequent for me. But like, other than the frequency, I feel like my mom would not just pick like a random person. I don't think my dad would set me up. I feel like if my dad actually set me up, then bro, I have to listen to what he's saying, because I really do not think that my dad would like...
The person might actually make sense.
Exactly. Like, the person might actually make sense if my dad sets me up. Like, yeah. I feel like I would... Because, like, I don't think my dad would, like, go through that. Like, it's, like, it feels stressful, and I don't think my dad would, like, go through the stress of, like, trying to, like, set me up or anything. Like, I feel like he would just, let things be and, like, see how it, like, actually, like, it turns out. But if he actively, like, you know, sets me up, then I'm like, okay, you know what, maybe I should actually see what this person is on about. But yeah, I feel like it's like aunties and uncles, I don't know, that one's a little bit dicey. But I think my parents, if they actually were going to set me up, I'm actually trust their judgments and see what the person actually is on about. But the only thing is kind of like what Hadiza said, like they just have to be okay with me saying feedback. I don't want. Yeah, they have to be okay with me being like, okay, you know what, it just didn't work out. And it has to be okay with our pace, because I do feel like they might set me up now and expect us to get married in 2 seconds. And I might just be like, okay, you've set me up, but can we still wait for like the timeline that works for us? So that might just be like another thing for me.
Do you guys actually personally know anybody that has been set up by their parents and like it was successful? Because nope. I don't.
Well, I mean, but wait, do you know anybody that has been set up by their parents, period?
No. Actually, no. I don't, but I recall, like, I was speaking to this one of my friends from college, from CIC, and I don't know, she was like, in like 2 or 3 years, she's just going to tell her parents to set her up with someone that, like, she's not interested in dating and stuff. And I was just very interested.
Girl, I can relate
hear.
To that.
Hadiza is in that space. No, but the matter of fact way she was saying it, I was like, oh my god, that is so interesting that like people are ages.
I've actually heard a few people say that.
Really?
Like, I've definitely like, heard like actually a few people say that.
They don't care for the flutter of like romance and all those things. They just believe that it will come in the marriage over time.
No,
and I thought
think
it was generally an out. No. I'm speaking specifically to the person I was talking
about. Okay,
never mind. Yeah.
Never mind, okay.
So when she actually says, like when she said she wants to be set up, I think she meant it through and through.
Ah, so like just as I marry in like 2 seconds.
She believes her mom will go and like, you know, go to their village and do a thorough check and everything. Like, she's Igbo.
That makes sense.
Why?
You add that part. I feel like Igbo girls, like, especially ones that are like really Igbo, because honestly, I mean, me, I'm Igbo and I'm Igbo and everything, but like, I don't think I'm like as Igbo as the average Igbo girl. So I think like Igbo girls that are like, you know, really Igbo, I think a lot of them are very okay with having their parents set them up with like some guy and like, you know, just like meeting the guy, having it be cute, and then just getting married. Like it's a joke thing where like it's this running joke that they're like, oh, Igbo girls literally just go to the village one Christmas and they'll come back and they'll tell you they're married.
I've heard that before, but
yeah. And it's not like, I think based off of like what I know, and I'm not saying that I am the spokesperson for all Igbo women, no, but based off of what I know, it is kind of factual. It's like Igbo women do just meet a man and like, you know, he checks their boxes, is nice, is this, is that, and they're like, okay, you know what, we move, and they move. But yeah, like, I mean, obviously, like, I'm sure like it has worked for them, and that's the reason why it continues. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it has really worked for them or if it's working for them, but I don't really know how it has worked for them. But I know that it's kind of a thing that I've heard happens, and so I'm not so surprised, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I almost feel like the reason it might just work is because you probably have less, this is my theory, I don't know, but less expectations. And like, because you are very clear on what it is that you want to get out of the partnership, it's easier to go in and for it to be met, because it's kind of an arrangement in a way. As opposed to like the way it's done nowadays, where it's like based off of fluttery feelings and of course like real things, compatibility, but because you are probably asking for a little more maybe, or expecting a little more out of it, because there was already like a little bit more love, I guess, built around it before you went into it, you are probably easier disappointed than somebody that went in just being like, I just want a husband, I want kids, I want security.
Like,
those things are not hard to meet if that was the agreement in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, it's more, arranged, I would say.
And I think it's interesting because, like, even kind of like from what you're saying, like, it's more arranged, but also I think, apart from the arranged part, it's also like, what they want out of marriage in the first place is also more basic. Not basic in a bad way. It's like more, it's more like,
the way you said
no. Like when I said, I don't mean basic in a bad way. I just mean, it's kind of more
simple.
Simple. Yeah, it's more simple. So it's like it can be met maybe like easier. So it's like, mm-hmm. even if I introduce them to somebody, like I feel like it doesn't have to be a thing where it's like their parents or like somebody grand has to introduce them. But it's like, if like, you know, the right person comes and they're like, this is what I have to offer you, and that is what they want, then we move, right? So I think that mm-hmm. also is like another thing. Like, yes, it's the arrangement aspect, but also just because, first of all, the expectations are not so grand that it's like, okay, mm-hmm. you know what? This checks the boxes I have. We move. We don't need this other imaginary boxes that I'm not sure about yet.
Yeah. Huh. Food for thoughts. In 2 years' time, you hear Hadiza has been arranged.
I'm screaming. But wait, Hadiza, is what you're looking ready. For also more simple? Or do you think you're looking for fluttery feelings and that?
Honestly, you can't even ask me because I don't even know. I'm not sure. I feel like I'm trying to ask her. I've learned recently that what I'm looking for are what is out there. Reality is actually doesn't it?
This was you, right? That they said you're looking for build a man in a factory.
I'm actually screaming. It's okay. You can build your man. Just build him in your head and manifest him.
And he'll come out. Because I'm not going to get married either way.
Are you serious? You don't want to get married?
I'm saying like I'm not going to get married if it's not
if it's not the one that you want.
I'm just going to be by myself. Because at the end of the day,
I was wondering, this is a very hard turn from what we've been talking about, but we can't go without discussing Africa or Nigeria's woes. Can we? Should we?
I don't know. I feel like maybe for once in our life we should rest.
I am screaming, actually.
But you know what? Sure, let's do it. Let's do it.
The only thing I wanted to talk briefly, very briefly, about is Tinubu's ministerial list.
I mean, I've not seen it.
Okay. Because it's really a list of people that Tinubu owes. Rather than necessarily, like, maybe there's...
Like, owes you know, money or owes, like, favors?
Not money, owes, like, favors. Like, people that, like, you know, Tinubu didn't win... Some people beg to differ because I've had this argument with someone recently. Tinubu did not win this election. So there were a lot of people that he had to work with to be where he is today. So one of such is Wike. Because, and for context for everyone, Wike was the former governor of Rivers State. He's not even in the same political party as Tinubu, but...
Wait, he's not?
Wike is PDP.
I'm actually Tinubu screaming. You know, I actually thought that, but then after the whole election stuff, I thought that, okay, I was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, but... because Rivers State people would not vote APC. But somehow in Rivers State, Tinubu won. Do you get? So it's just like, and also in the past, Wike has talked about how APC is like cancer, is bad, is da-da-da-da-da. Now Tinubu has nominated him as a minister. And so we'll see what unfolds in the coming days, I would say. Because I think PDP was saying something like, oh, he cannot be part of PDP and be serving under an APC government.
Can you
or something
though?
Like,
is that even possible?
I feel like technically you can, but I don't know. Someone should tell me. I
thought your
don't
ministerial
know.
Stuff has to be your party.
It's partisan.
Yeah,
I thought
know.
It was just an appointment because it's like, is everyone in the you people, I actually don't know. I'm not going to say what I don't know.
Not our political knowledge showing. I feel like our lack of political knowledge like shows every episode.
Every episode. But I guess it gives us what to... Like, we ask questions that we can actually
look back
at.
I would not
go and read
up on.
Exactly. Because I also use this podcast as a way for me to keep updated with what is going on. And it's kind of like a record of what... For me, anyways, when I listen back at it, I'm like, oh, okay, this is where Nigeria was at this certain time. And sometimes we'll say stuff that's like so off from what actually happens. And like, I'm like, listen back and I just laugh at like our usual idealism and stuff like that. So, anyways, Wike is going to be a minister under El Rufai too. He's the former governor of Kaduna. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's just like all these former governors recycling.
Was El Rufai also APC?
I think El Rufai was actually APC.
Okay.
So, but...
I think that will match.
I don't know. It's about matching. Minister is not about matching. It's about...
No, I know, I know. But I'm just saying. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Another thing that's developing, it's not Nigeria specifically, but it's in West Africa, like, and Africa in general, there have been a lot of coups and attempted coups. I don't know if you guys have heard about the thing going on in Niger. Is it Niger or Niger? I think it's Niger.
It's Niger.
Because Niger. they were colonized Niger. By the French. Mm-hmm. Why did you say it like that?
Is that how they say Niger?
It's the R at the end for me.
But yeah, it's Niger.
But yeah, they recently had a coup. And in fact, like when my brother was flying back, they lengthened his flights because they had to fly around Niger. They could not fly in their airspace. Yeah.
That is intense.
The military removed their president. And I think other West African countries are telling them to reinstate the guy and stuff. So like a lot of West African countries have blocked their borders and are trying to like, you know, put restrictions on them to like force them into it. But today I was reading somewhere that they said Benin Republic has opened their own borders. Yeah. They said nothing consign us. But the crazy thing is just the fact that I was reading somewhere and they said like in the last couple of years since like 2021 or something like that, there have been so many. There's like a coup in Niger. There are two in Burkina Faso in 2020. Can you imagine two coups in Burkina Faso, a failed coup attempt in Guinea-Bissau, the Gambia.
These coups are really just typically to remove their
current
leaders.
Has Niger's leader been there for?
Let me see. I actually don't know.
Because that one today, some of these African countries be calling themselves democracies, but their leaders be there for some time.
The guy has only been here since 2021 now.
Oh, okay. Damn. You could have waited, I guess. Bazoom. What did he do? Damn, yeah, what did he do that so bad?
Why did he do that so bad?
I don't know. It's usually just mismanagement of the country. So it's like serious. And I also think it's serious because ECOWAS has told them, like, I think there's tensions within ECOWAS right now, like serious tensions, because it's like one of the few times they've spoken up to intervene in a country's like political stuff. Mm.
So I have a question. Do we do we hate the coup?
That's what I was about to ask. Who are the people? I hope it's not like a terrorist group.
Is it the terrorist group?
Like, as in, do we know if they have ties with terrorist groups? Like, what is what?
No, it's their military. It's their military that took over.
Okay, but is that military good or bad? These are important questions.
I don't know. Are coups ever good though? Like, I don't know.
I feel like if they're like dethroning, I know it's not throning, but please just forgive me here. If they are removing, like, let's say a governor a president that has been in office since like what's that guy, like that Mugabe guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zimbabwe.
If they're moving somewhere like that, I feel like surely that is good.
Yeah, but like a lot of times when it's done forcefully like that and by the military, it usually destabilizes the country, because what happens a lot of times is that the people that take over they will now have their own issues.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know which one is which, to be very honest. I couldn't speak to it. If there's someone like listening from Niger, and what's funny is we do have listeners from Niger, like regular listeners. So please do let us know what is going on in Niger. And if, are we like yay or like nay to this coup? We don't know. But yeah.
I saw a tweet today, and I think it was from one of the countries that currently has a coup going on. I can't remember which one it was. And I really don't want to misspeak, but I think it was something along the lines of they had like stopped foreign exports.
Mali.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So they stopped export of something to, I can't remember what it was, but one of this like
that they've kicked out all French influence pretty much. Like,
yes, oh my God, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
I did see this.
Yeah, wow. I think it was something like that. And then, like, obviously, some people were celebrating, but then I also saw some people saying, oh, like, you know, that whenever things, like, kind of like what Machida said, like, whenever things like this happen, it destabilizes the nation. And then the nation now always ends up being worse off after.
Than
like,
it was.
Yeah, than it was before. So it's like, while, yes, you're celebrating that the colonizers have kind of left again, it's like, do we have a plan to, like, now kind of revert actually, those resources and actually use it to, like, enrich benefit the nation? Because, benefit the nation. Because it's like, okay, you have said, yeah, stop exporting one thing. But what are we now going to do to use that to benefit the nation? And I felt like that was an interesting point. Like, even though, like, I'm actually really not, I haven't followed the coups. I actually probably should go follow the crews now because I'm kind of interested in it. But
follow the crews.
Not follow them, but I like follow the news or what's going on. Please allow me. But like, I do feel like when I saw that tweet, I just kind of thought, that's an interesting, like, you know, it's an interesting thought. I don't really have any solid thoughts on it, but I just thought it was interesting because, yeah, I do wonder how they are now going to kind of, like, now that they've taken power, I wonder how they're going to use that power to help better their nations. I think that's just the, like, hanging question mark.
And there's also an undertone of, like, aligning with Russia, it seems. And I don't know if this is, like, I don't know if this is, what do they call it? Propaganda. I don't know if it's true, but like, I do recall in one of the articles I was reading them saying something about some of these are saying they love Putin or so, something like that. It's like the West should get out, and like Putin, it's just like, yes, you let go of one slave master and hold on to
then
the other
you
one
go on to the next yeah
Wait, but, and align
but,
with
but,
another
just make
one
it clear that we're not sure of the authenticity of the
article. Of the yeah,
no,
the claims.
Even the if claims. Even if in this situation it's not, but it's like proxy wars being fought. They're always like kind of using Africa to fight their thing, kiniko and power and stuff like that. I'm not sure of the details of that, but I'm sure of the whole Russia alignment thing. In some situations, so not specifically Niger, but like one of these countries that have
so had generally a coup they tend to like alignment with Russia or China or something like that.
It's also the whole, I guess, like communism, lack of like I don't know. Anyways, I'm not going to speak on what I don't know, but I do know that there's undertones of like Russia, kiniko there. But yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, so I find that interesting. We'll watch as the situation develops. We'll see if ECOWAS is actually able to do something about it.
I know, like they said, they don't want ECOWAS involved, though.
I mean, they don't want ECOWAS involved. ECOWAS wants to be involved, so.
Yeah, I saw. Honestly, I've actually been tweeting. It's actually funny. I didn't even know we're talking about this today because I've been seeing a lot of tweets about this, and I've literally just been like closing my phone because you know, no, it's just like you know when you don't have bandwidth. Like I just haven't had bandwidth.
Yeah,
but it's like I know fair. I was seeing like tweets about like how all like you know they don't want ECOWAS to be involved. One thing. But anyways, let me go and read up on it and come back. Until you guys,
we'll
I
get back to you. Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be more on that, like in the coming weeks and stuff. But yeah, it's just interesting that there in I think 2022 and 2023 there have been higher than normal coups and attempted coups. So I just wonder what is in the waters. Like, is it that people are just super tired and like situation is just getting worse? But yeah. We'll
is there
see.
Some kind of an alliance between the people who staging the coups, actually?
That's also the thing. Because I think three of the countries that have attempted coups right now, I think they're all in like a line. I was seeing a map of the countries that have recently had, like since 2021, had a coup. And they're in close proximity to each other. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's actually
some kind of a, they've met.
Not if your friends jump into fire, would you jump too?
Would you jump too?
If
even though it's a lot more serious than this, guys. But yeah.
But in terms of things we have bandwidth for,
I'm actually screaming. About... This is so bad.
Did you hear about that Precious Gaza thing? The girl that
did what? Sorry,
that has sickle cell and was scamming people.
Before we get into Precious, did you want to talk about X Twitter first? Because that's like a quick one. Precious is a long one.
Precious is a long one.
I feel like I don't know what is there.
It's just like the change of name.
Yeah, but like, what do you guys think about it?
I don't know. I think people are exaggerating. I think it was unnecessary. Mm. But it's his company.
I think it's good for me because I find that it makes it harder for me to find the Twitter app. So it makes me use it less. I'm so serious. It actually is making me use the app less. Because today I was working and I
good feedback for
trying
Elon.
To find the app. People, and I
you're gonna lose your users, bro.
I mean, honestly, there's a very strong possibility.
Because when I go on my apps, because I don't arrange them well, so I always just search the apps. And when I search Twitter, X comes up. Like, they've done it in such a way that when you search Twitter, it's able to bring it up.
I don't search for my apps. It just, I just have it arranged. So it's like when I don't see my usual, like, bluebird where it's meant to be. And I, like, today I was, like, searching and I couldn't find it. And, like, honestly, before I closed my phone, it clicked that, it was actually X. But I was just, like, I was already over it. So I just closed my phone. So it's good for my social media addiction. But anyway, speaking of Twitter, we can now get into...
Do you know what would have been good for your social media consumption? That 600 tweet limits that they had proposed that everybody lost their mind over.
That would have been great for me.
It's too funny that this guy says 600 tweets and people said, are you mad? 600.
No, but I feel like because the thing was, because we didn't understand how it was going to work. Was it like as per 600 tweets that you just swipe by or 600 tweets that you actively engage with? Because if it's just scrolling by, you probably scroll over 600 tweets like really quickly though.
Is it so bad? Is it not helping us and our generation?
I mean, it is.
If the generation doesn't want to be helped, Matilda.
No. It's the whole thing about consent. It's consent. We did not ask.
But you're not paying for the app. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when I think of this Elon thing, it's just like Twitter was not profitable when he bought it. And he's trying to make it profitable, stupid and everything. And he's going to lose people the way he's going. But it's like, the way people are angry, you would think they're actually paying for it.
I mean, but it's like, I think this Twitter conversation is quite interesting because I know that people aren't paying for it, but it's like people don't pay for any social media. So it's like, it's like there's no social media app I use. I'm sure there's some that you pay for, but it's like, most social media apps, you don't pay for it. And it's like, you're entering something, it's free. When you entered it free, they told you you're going to get ABCDEFG. Then suddenly down the line, they're not saying, we're going to remove from F to G unless you pay. Like, I feel like it's...
Maybe that's why he's changing the seeds. So that you people cannot say Twitter. He said, no, it's not Twitter again. Free us.
I don't know. I feel like I get the anger because it's like, I mean, I think sometimes obviously people overdo everything in life, but I think like to a degree, I do get it because it's like, it's been working this way for us that have not been paying for it for a while. And this is kind of what we signed up for. And now it's like, you're almost like taking things back unless we pay for it. And like, just making it like harder to navigate when it's been working well for us. So it's like, yes, make it profitable. Like, do your little blue check marks and whatever you wanted to make it profitable. But in the same breath, it's like, can you also
question. Yeah. Are we still hearing from Twitter's old owner? What's his name?
Jack. Once in a while, that man is actually very interesting.
Is he actually on Twitter or is he on X right now?
No.
I think he developed something like Twitter.
I don't know. I know that he's on Elon's side,
Okay,
because it's whatever. Is it Elon or Elon? Whatever the man's
it's
name
Elon,
is. Whatever Elon does something like
this week, my auntie pronounced his name and I laughed.
Elon. How did she pronounce his name?
Oh gosh, I'm going to try to remember. Give me a second. I didn't even know what she was saying initially.
I'm screaming.
But I've heard so many different. It's Elon, Sha.
Elon. But yeah, I know, like, whenever, like, Elon tweets something or, like, there's, like, a new update that people, like, are crying about. I think the last one that Elon did, not the X one, I think the 600 limit one, Jack, like, put out a tweet where he, like, posted a picture of grass. Essentially tells people to go outside and touch grass.
Not touch grass.
Oh, gosh. Wow. And I'm just like, that is so, like, okay, like, sure, whatever.
But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. But in terms of Twitter, Sha, because this Precious Gaza thing was also, like, a thing I found out through Twitter. Hey, Mama, you followed it closely. Let us know. Yeah.
You know what? I, feel like, I would like to put out a statement. Yeah, this is what I didn't have fun before. But you know what? This also did not happen like today. It happened a while ago. It happened when I had bandwidth in general. Hey, Mama,
Niger happened July 26th.
It did? No, but I see, I didn't see it on Twitter until today. It was actually today that I was seeing all the like cool news. So yeah. Anyways, Precious Gaza story. So what had happened was, I don't know if you guys knew of her a while ago, but
I actually didn't.
You didn't? So wait, so you just found out about her like when this news came out recently?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. So yeah. I heard about her like ever since. So she's this like girl who has sickle cell disease. Well, how I first came to know of her was because she would like once in a while kind of like pop onto my TL, maybe somebody retweeted her or something, just talking about like her experience living with sickle cell. And she was always kind of like talking about like how great her friends were and how like, you know, her friends like take her to the hospital, like, you know, look after her. Like she was like, she would tweet about like her boyfriend and just how great her boyfriend was and how he would also like, you know, do all this like great things for her. And she's like honestly talk about how great her friends and her support system was and just like the terrible things that she was experiencing living with sickle cell. And then she started raising money for a bone marrow transplant, and the bone marrow transplant was essentially to help her live sickle cell free. And she started raising money for it. So once in a while, she would pop up on my TL with like her GoFundMe or whatever it was, just like raising money for this transplant. Yeah, so I literally just knew her as babe that had sickle cell and that had like a great support system, because she genuinely used to talk about her support system a lot. And I also knew that she was raising money for this bone marrow transplant. Anyways, so recently, I don't even know when it was. Matilda, do you remember when it was?
I feel like it was like a week and a half or something ago. Maybe a week. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe a week.
Recently, Sha.
So recently, like news came out of Precious like mismanaging funds. And essentially, so people had been donating a lot of money to her GoFundMe.
I have the exact amounts that they say that they had eventually gotten. Abby finally like donated to her. I think it was 86.7 million naira.
Damn. Yeah, so it was actually like split, so it was some naira and some pounds,
and some pounds. In naira, so it came to about 53,000 pounds
and 33 million naira.
Okay, and so a lot of money
about like what Matilda said. Yeah, so it was like a lot of money, like almost 100M, and I think her original goal was like 200k dollars.
Yeah,
so I don't even know. I don't think she met her goal quite yet, but it was she raised a lot of money. And even like while she was raising money, even actually before this just broke, I remember I saw a tweet of like from her like a while ago saying she was getting ready to fly to I think the States for the transplant or something like that, Sha, like, you know, that things were going well in terms of donation. So now, Sha, this just broke that there was mismanagement of funds. So people had donated all this money and they were like, oh, that person had essentially spent almost everything. And she had like, was it 3M left? I don't even know how much left.
That's
a great question.
They didn't know at that point. They don't know.
So they didn't know what it was. So her friends kind of, first of all, before her friends even came to Twitter to say anything, her friends, according to what they released, Sha, I'll just be saying according to what they released, because last one all day, I was just collecting information. So her friends had like created this Twitter page called BMT for Presh, and they like released like all the statements, and some of the statement was essentially that they had raised all this money for Precious. I mean, well, not them, but it's like them and Precious had like raised all this money, and it was actually typically her friends managing the GoFundMe account because they're the ones that set it up. And they had raised all this money for Precious, and essentially they had sent some of the money to her
So I think they raise money, then they send it to her, then they raise money, they send it to her, like stuff like that. Mm. And they said that, oh, that they had found that a lot of the money had been spent. And then when they had asked her what was going on, I'm trying to even look for the best way to say it, because I like the story is long. But Shasha, they had, it's so long, oh my gosh. So they raised money, sent it to Precious, raised more money, sent it to Precious. And then, like, I guess they were trying to be, like, transparent and accountable to the public based on the fact that they are raising money from the public, right? So they said that, oh, that based off of all the money that they raised and gave to Precious, that they realized that, oh, that Precious only had, like, 3M left, essentially. Mm-hmm. And they had sent her about 80 something million naira, and Precious only had 3 million naira left. Wow. So they had now gone to like Precious's family to be like, guys, what's happening? And actually, no, they went to Precious first to tell her that, oh, that she should come to the public and essentially like just give a statement, like account based off of like, exactly, yeah, account for the money, like based off of transparency and people are donating to you for right. this like transplant. And like, it's not even a thing that you like, it's like she actually needs it, so she's not even lying. Well, I don't know, Sha, but I think
she actually has sickle cell.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, she actually has sickle cell. Yeah, so it's yeah. not she's lying about needing the bone marrow transplant. Like, she actually does need the bone marrow transplant. Now, how much it costs, we don't know if that's true or not, but we do know that she needs the transplant. So, like, they're literally like, okay, so just come to the public and kind of give a statement. And like, the baby child didn't want to, so they went to her family, and her family were like, okay, you know what, they are going to handle it. And they were like, okay, you know what, since her family is handling it, they will kind of leave it. Then they now like saw on TikTok that Precious was still like soliciting for funds on TikTok, so asking people to still donate to her personally. And they realized that, oh, that Precious wasn't only just getting this money from GoFundMe, that she was also actually getting money donated to her personally.
Directly.
So they're like, bro, like, you're getting all this extra money being donated to you, you're not coming to the public to talk about, like, you're not being accountable or transparent to anybody. What's happening? And also specifically because for the GoFundMe, it was essentially her friends' names that were behind it. Like, it wasn't her that, like, you know, started the whole thing. So it's kind of like, okay, can we at least come and be transparent and honest and like tell people what's going on? Shasha, the baby now started blocking her friends, that they are, you know, that they are not supporting her, that they're not, like, you know, being good friends. And then she now called the, what was that thing that she would call them that was trending? Like, Matcha, do you remember?
No, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, naysayers, Shasha. She called them naysayers because I didn't end up reading her own statements. I have a statement bookmarked somewhere. I haven't read it. But Shasha,
she had multiple ones. Because yeah. I know there was a part where, I don't know if you've gotten there, that she was saying she has mental health issues.
Okay, yes. So let me roll back a little bit. So her friend said, come out to the public. She wasn't answering. Family got involved. Friends left it. Then they now found out that, oh, that Precious was actually still soliciting for funds from TikTok, and people were sending her money directly, like personally and stuff like that. They tried to, like, you know, get in touch with her. She now started blocking her friends off of her TikTok so that they don't see what she's doing on TikTok. And they had already sent her literally most of the money. And then they now found out that, oh, it was only like 3M left. And after all of this, they were trying to, like, you know, reach out to her, message her, and tell her to do the right thing. Babe said, you know, that they are being bad vibes. Long story short, they are being bad vibes and they are stressing her out, and that they're meant to be supporting her, but they're clearly not supporting her. And then that's when her friends now kind of came to Twitter and like released like multiple statements, just kind of like saying what was going on, so that, like, you know, the public knew what was happening. And then that's when Precious now also came to release her own statements too. I didn't read most of what Precious wrote. I have a bookmark. I'm going to read it one day. I don't know when. But anyways, long story short, she was just saying stuff about how, like, her friends are, like, naysayers, and how she was, like, she's going to take care of, like, her mental and her physical health. So I think she was saying stuff about, like, her, like, going through, I guess, mental health issues. But there was also, like, you know, like, with regards to what she spent the money on, we don't know what she spent money on, but I think they had said something about drugs being involved.
So it's related to her alleged mental health struggles.
Well, I saw something about morphine and something about like drugs.
Yeah, in the statement, Precious Gaza disclosed that she's been dependent on prescribed opioids for a long time, but kept it private out of shame and mistreatment at the hospital. Then she said mental health issues and opioid dependency is a sickness that's hard to explain in this part of the world. My failure warriors popping pills in silence so that they function every day without pain, working 9 to 5. I understand. Anyways, in summary, she's just saying that she spent a lot of the money towards mental health issues, because there was a part that they said something about she checked into.
Yes, yeah.
So, but that's the thing though. It's like, so she apparently she was meant to have checked in into like a rehab center or whatever rehab. It was. Because yeah, so her friends had told her to check in because I think she was saying something about like, so some more texts were released about, and that's what I saw the morphine thing, where I guess her friends were like, oh, does this have to do with like, you know, the morphine and stuff like that, like, you know, checking.
She said she had spent 15 million naira out of that money on medication specifically. 15 million. Anyways, but, yeah.
Like, I'm like, bro, she spent over 80M way deep it. That's mad. That is girl. Actually, like, in the space of, what, a year? Yes, it was a girl. Year. In the space of a year, she spent over 80M. Like, that's actually, like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe... I don't know drugs. I mean, not maybe. I don't know drugs like that. So I don't know how much drugs cost. But I'm
I
like...
I think in terms of transparency, I really do think that she knew it wasn't the right thing to do, because it's like, if you need drugs and et cetera, it's money you that people need
exactly.
for a specific reason, right? So it's like, if it was actually what she used the money for,
then she could have actually said it.
I think she would have come out and said it.
And see, and another thing was, she actually was also lying to her friends, because even like when they told her to check into the hospital for the drug issue, because they told her to check in, she said that she had checked in, and then she sent a picture to them.
A Google image
of the hospital. And then they tried to like reach her, and she now said that, oh, that the hospital took her phone, that she won't be able to like talk to them for a while. Then she now, and then like, I guess they're trying to reach her again for another reason. Then I ended up calling her parents, and I found out that, oh, that she actually never went to the hospital. So it's things like that, like, why are you lying to your friends? And then there was one where she's so sketchy. And apparently her and her current partner, her ex-boyfriend, they broke up. And
they're not together again.
Yeah, they're not together anymore.
I thought it
anymore.
Was the Bonnie and Clyde situation.
No. Like, so that's the thing. So people were saying that, oh, they actually kind of thought it was Bonnie and Clyde. And people were saying that, oh, he's like, you know, that she probably spent the money on him. So some of his church folks were now like, you know, trying to back him and releasing statements saying, no, that he's also a victim. That honestly, that the things that, you know, that she put him through, that he's a victim. I actually saw one that I thought was so funny. I was talking to a friend about it, and I thought it was so funny. They were like, oh, that one time, the guy, I won't say the guy's name just for privacy for him, but one guy, one time, they should go and check, let me know what to say. But they were like, one time, Precious and the guy broke up, and honestly, like, so the person was sitting there saying how she was so happy when Precious and the guy broke up. But then, like, eventually, the guy now and Precious now ended up getting back together. And honestly, since they got back together, that she has been praying for their downfall, essentially. Like, she has been praying for them to break up again, like, since, like, they got back together. And I just thought that was, first of all, so funny, but also kind of sad, but quite funny, because I was like, imagine somebody saying, this is my prayer point. I don't have any other things to pray about, but this one, I want to pray that it was relationship scatter. I'm like, I wonder how bad, like, whatever happened must have happened for that to be that person's focus. But anyways, I was just saying that, oh, that the guy is not in it with her, that, you know, that the guy is also a victim, that the guy has gone through stuff with Precious. And they were just saying that, oh, that there was even a time that Precious lied that they were engaged. She said that, oh, that they were going to elope, and she sent a picture of like her hand with like a ring on it. But that picture was literally also a picture from Google again. Like, it was a picture of somebody else's hand with a ring on it. Exactly. So it's like, apparently she's just been lying to her friends for like dumb things. And it's like, bro, these are your friends that you have been telling everybody that they are great ass friends. So what really is going on? I don't know. The whole thing was honestly so, so weird. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. I hope she's okay, Sean. I hope that she gets the surgery that she needs. But it's also like, bro, why are you moving like this? And like, these are people that you said support you fully. Yeah.
Just had a thought. Imagine Nollywood making a documentary about this.
You know who they still owe us Hush Puppy story.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I heard Ebony Live was doing a story on Hush Puppy. or like a movie or something like that. So they can add Precious to it.
Precious, too. Precious Gaza.
No, she's giving equal opportunity. Girls can do it too.
Nothing men can do it. Girls can do it.
Girls can do it too.
I'm screaming. No, but I don't know. I feel like for me, the saddest thing of this whole thing is just like the friends. Because it's like you could see from their tweets how like her friends genuinely seemed so heartbroken.
Concerned. They were like concerned for her.
But also like heartbroken at like everything that happened. And somebody even said that, oh, that they woke up this morning, that it really hits them what has been happening, that they've just been crying. And I can't, I saw this was actually funny. But some of them were also like very sad. But people said, oh, that they've just been crying, like, you know, just like realizing like how, like, you know, the babe essentially like just like rubbish them. And I can't lie, no, friendship breakups like that are quite hard, especially when you've actually like they were giving their blood for the babe. Do you grab? It's like you're going to the hospital, you're doing blood transplants. Their names. Exactly. It's like their names, their blood, their time, their prayers. It's like these people have gone all out for you. And I'm like, people are out here struggling to find good friends, and you've had like a whole bunch of them, and you just misuse them or like rather mistreat them. Like it's quite sad, I think.
Social media is crazy. Like just everything that goes on, I think we're able to see just the stupidity of everyone. This is just like a random thing and we don't have to talk about it too much. But you know that girl that also gave the guy, how much did she give him again? In the UK.
Oh my gosh, 20K.
In London, 20K pounds.
Yep.
Pounds.
I think it was Jazz. I actually think it was Jazz because it was within 3 months of knowing him too.
Yeah, if there's anything that social media has shown me is that the mad people did. Like, there are mad people in this world.
Like, what? 20K yeah, my God. But if see, you know what? There's levels in this life.
I don't know who can have
20K pounds to give.
But they said it's not even that. Like, that's her life savings. Not like she had so much money.
She gave her life to this guy that she met, that she has known for 3 months.
Yes, it's Jazz, you're right.
Is it the elderly lady?
No.
Was she an elderly lady?
You would think so, but no.
Our age.
Okay, wow, okay.
Wow. In short, people should stop scamming people. And it's so funny because social media, they will drag you to Twitter or something and they will still collect their money, so... Anyways, I guess we're in a global cost of living crisis. So everybody's trying to collect their daily 5K.
Some people are collecting daily 20K pounds.
It's mad.
Insane.
But yeah, I think that's kind of all I wanted to talk about before we go into our question dilemma of the week. Okay, let's go. So this one is... This was funny. I would lie to you. I wanted a light one. I feel like we read a lot of funny dilemmas. Like, they're never really that serious. It might be serious to them, but like, to me, it's funny. So the subject is, my girlfriend farts and moves around with her natural hair. I don't like it. Please help.
Help.
Okay. So my girlfriend of 3 years, she just farts anyhow in the house. When she farts, she will now look at me in my eyes, like, make eye contact.
That's actually so funny. Like, what?
I don't know if she's testing me or what. Then her natural hair is like rat chop.
Oh, the front. Gosh.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Then her natural hair is like rat chopped off the front and back. Wow. She will now off wig and walk around the house. I have begged her for my mental health to wear wigs. She will say, if I love her, I should not complain. We're not married. There's no for better or worse. When we first met, she would be so clean and tidy. Now everywhere scatter. Please, this is not how I want to live. Oh, what do I do? I have begged her and begged. How does someone fart with their bare bum bum? Cuckoo shit for bed now.
That's the escalation.
Okay, how do we help this gentleman?
We can't help him. We can't help him. There's no help.
Wait, question. If you guys were dating someone long term, 3 years, is it a big deal to fart in front of them?
I mean, it's not a big deal to, I mean, I'll fart in front of my partner, but like, it's like one of those things that you don't have to do. It's like, yeah, like, sure, you fart because you're comfortable, but also if you can get up and go to the bathroom, why won't you? Like, it's like, I can't imagine doing it every time.
No, because some people are very squirmish towards like they see it as like a nasty thing, but some people also see it as like a comfort thing, in that like when you're comfortable with the person, it's just a thing that happens. Like, people fart, it's not a new thing. So I don't know.
But I feel like if your partner tells you that I'm not comfortable with it, then I feel like at least don't do it every time. Like, it's like, sure, if you fart, it's not the end of the world, it's literally just a fart. But it's like, you know,
maybe
like,
he hasn't told her yet.
No, but he has begged the babe.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he has begged her. Yeah,
about the hair or farting, which one?
It's both, because
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he has a certain like unrealistic way of seeing relationships, in that
I don't think it's unrealistic. Like,
I don't think it's unrealistic. I think there are some people who genuinely, both men and women, don't believe in farting in front of their partners. Like, they don't believe in farting in front of anybody.
You guys, he also said that he doesn't like her natural hair.
No, no, I don't think, so the way me understand it is,
he literally said
he doesn't like her natural hair. It's the way that I guess she carries it.
I think he's more so like, he just doesn't like the way she carries herself around
herself. Yeah, I think that's what it is, because he even said that, that she's not tidy. Like, when he first met that, she was tidy. So I think it's like, she has gotten like, you know, she has gotten to this point where it's like, she's like, not carrying herself well around him, or whatever it is, like, I don't know. So he doesn't like that she's not like taking care of herself in front of him. I feel like that's what it is. I don't think it's that he doesn't like her natural hair, it's just maybe she just doesn't take care of it at all.
But then sometimes when you're home, okay, I don't know what extent to it, because the way I read it, I'm inclined to feel like he's exaggerating. Because sometimes when you are comfortable at home, you don't necessarily always look, you know, glam and stuff. And the way he says, she'll just off wig and walk around the house. It's like, I don't get it. When you're home, you not remove your wig.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Obviously, when you're home, you don't wear your wig. But in the same breath, like, the reason why maybe I don't think he's exaggerating is that he also said that he has begged her and begged her. So I feel like...
He said for his mental health.
I mean, like, that his mental health one is obviously he's doing too much. I feel like that one's exaggerating, but I also think that, like, it's just a thing where I feel like for anybody, like me, obviously, when I'm at home, I don't always look my best. But maybe, like, once in a while, at least you brush your hair. Like, sure, you get it. It's like, you don't have to. Nobody, at least, like, me, nobody's saying she puts on makeup or wear a wig or anything like that. But it's like, if your partner doesn't like you fasting in front of them every time, maybe fast in front of them once every 3 farts. Like, I don't know. Like, stand up and go to the bathroom sometimes. You guys, like, you don't always have to fart in front of them if they are visibly uncomfortable with it.
Do you think this is a compatibility thing?
I do think it's a compatibility thing for sure. Because she clearly is a person who is maybe, like, she just wants to feel very, very at home and comfortable with her partner regardless. And he's like, there should still be a level of... like, you decorum. Know, okay, yeah, decorum. Yeah, I think for her, she's like, I don't care about see finish, and he's like, no, I don't want you to see me finish. Like, I think that's what it is. So, and if he has begged her and begged her, and she's still saying that this is the life that she wants to live, then they should be leaving each other.
Fairs. I think it's a compatibility thing. I think you guys should have a discussion about what is important to you, because obviously I think the see finish thing is like important to him, but comfort is important to her. And mm-hmm. I don't think this is a thing that you should like want to compromise on, because I know from personal experiences that people exist that don't feel so squirmish like farting around each other. And I feel like there's a certain level of closeness that brings, and that might be what she's looking for. So if she's looking for that, she should be able to find it and not have to run out every time she needs to fart. I don't know to what extent she's doing it, of course, but...
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like it also depends on how often this person is doing it, because, yeah, I think if you're fussing once in a while and you're having an issue with it, then just relax. But if it's like an every time thing, I can see it.
Fez.
DZD, any last thoughts?
Wow. My own, I'm just still shocked that that was the dilemma. Like, he's asking us what we should do about it. Like, seriously, like, it means you can't deal with it now. She's not what you thought she was. Maybe you should have a conversation about breakup. Why are you laughing this way? I'm actually being legit. He said it himself that they're not married. So you're already thinking about it. So
I have a conversation about breakup. Fez. I think that's the direction we're all leaning. But yeah. All right, that is it from us this week. We will be back in 2 weeks, and you can check us out at Afrocalypso Pod on Twitter and Instagram, TikTok too. We should do something with our TikTok, seriously, guys.
Oh yeah, we should.
We start doing it. All these Gen Z dances.
Hey,
I have one for us.
About that part.
See these aunties. Okay. Okay, we'll discuss that. But also, you can also check out our website, africalypsopodcast.com, and like, share with your friends, you know, follow our podcast, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
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 See y'all. Catch y'all later.